Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my fellow brutes. We come live to you today in a time of crisis, time of frustration, time where a certain bearded individual makes me want to shave my beard off. These are dark times indeed. But we as brutes endure. We as brutes will survive. We as brutes will move on into new vistas of glory, honor, and Diamondbacks. Joined today by good old Ed Bighead, of course. Ed, can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you, man. That was a beautiful intro. It sounds like we're calling somebody.
We are going to see calling? If the great and glorious AZ Kodiak can join us.
Hello.
And it's Kodiak. Kodiak, we're here live. Are you good to talk, Kodiak?
Yes, I are.
Excellent. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen, except for these last two series. These last two series did not go as I have foreseen. Ed, let's start with you. What struck you the most outside of the losses these last two series?
Outside of the losses, well, definitely a definite lack of offense and a lack of bullpen, specifically Bradley and Boxberger. And going back to the losses, I really think that we should have won that series in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, I posted that great video of Goldie himself standing in San Francisco Bay. I think that's what it's called. And he's tormenting these San Francisco Giants fans that are driving down the Golden Gate Bridge. I posted that thinking, Goldie owns San Francisco. This is going to be a great series. We're going to take two out of three. And lo and behold, no, we do not. And it was terrible. I think that San Francisco series really set the table for going into Los Angeles. We won that first game in L.A. That was great. I loved that. Everybody loved that. But those last three games, we just got hammered. We left LA, you know, with our tails between our legs. We lost the division at that point and at this point of the season. And, you know, LA's won four games in a row. I think they're about to win their fifth game here. So we really boosted LA with that series. So sucked, man. Sucked ass.
Well, blessedly, LA did lose one against the Mets. So it's not quite as bad as it could have been. But yeah, I agree. It's just I went into that series thinking, especially after winning the first game, that we were gonna cruise in LA like we had their number. We definitely put runs early on them, but that's the problem with this offense is that they'll put runs early, but they won't put runs up often. And then it's up to our bullpen, which is I still think our bullpen's good, but when you're asking our bullpen in enemy territory to hold down a 2-run game with an offense like LA, which is good, it's just a recipe for, you know, unpleasantness. And when we tried to do that for three nights in a row, and we gave up leads, small leads, three nights in a row, you know, I'm having a hard time figuring out, like, is it the bullpen or is it the offense? Kodiak, what do you think, bullpen or offense?
I think it's a little bit of both. I kind of the game before last night, I was kind of, why Torrey was putting Archie in kind of tense situations. I questioned that. I was kind of a little bit mad at him for that because he had done it the night before and he'd blown it, or the game before. So I'm going to say it's a little bit of both. They've been very inconsistent.
Does this go back to Torrey's loyalty? I mean, he even said yesterday in the Fox Sports video that Jack had posted, you know, basically he's just going to stick with the same formula. He said it got him this far. He's going to stick with it, and he's going to play to Archie's abilities. Well, Archie's abilities aren't that great right now. So overall, I got to go with it's the bullpen.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree for the most part, but honestly, I think I'm going to give the edge to the offense. I mean, in my opinion, we have the tools on that team to score, you know, a lot more than just in the first inning. But right now, and I know you guys know the stat, we lead the majors in runs scored in the first inning. but we are near the bottom in every other inning. And, you know, that's great when you're kind of starting out a game, but it just kills you as you go on further and further, and you're not giving any of your starters any kind of cushion, and they know that. So
you got another 7 or 8 innings to go. Exactly. Do you think that how do you think Greinke feels, or even Ray, these last two starts where he's been great? And the other starting pitchers, Buchholz as well, Corbin, how do you think that they feel? Do you think there's something going on in the locker room? Are they giving everybody else a stink eye? Are they saying, hey, you know, do this. You need to provide more offense. Do you think that's having any effect on the team chemistry right now?
You know what? I mean, despite how you and I or all of us can complain about how Torrey kind of plays favorites, I honestly think Torrey has a pretty good feel for that team and for the locker room and everything I've heard. In fact, Torrey came up several times during mid-year anonymous polls on most favorite manager. He came up like second or third throughout most of the guys polled on that. So I think he's actually keeping a pretty close eye on all that. And I really don't think there is any angst amongst the players against each other. I think it's a lot more pressure that they're putting on themselves, which is almost as bad, really. And that's my feel.
Do you guys remember a couple of years ago when we had Putz on the team and he was our closer, and he eventually went to the manager and basically told the manager, I don't have it in me anymore. I can't do this anymore. I'm not the guy for this role anymore. And we moved him out of that role. We either moved him into the seventh or he was the setup guy. Do you think that there's been any type of conversation coming from Bradley or even Boxberger with Torrey where one of those two guys, Boxberger or Bradley, saying, hey, you got to move me out of this position. I don't have my stuff. I'm not feeling confident. Maybe it's a confidence problem, but do you think that either one of those guys would come forth and say something like that?
It's possible. I mean, if you saw last night, he brought Bradley back into, and he even said to, I was listening today, he brought him in on a lighter situation to give him that boost to kind of, he didn't want him, you know, sitting on blowing it twice. So I think so.
I think Boxberger would be the one to do it. I think Bradley's a little too proud right now, which is why we see him, you know, sitting and depending on his fastball all the time. He doesn't trust his knuckle curve. He doesn't trust any off-speed. And everyone knows it. Now, I think it just so happened that, you know, the other night he gave up that winning run on a knuckle curve, but that's like a rarity in his case. Yeah, he needs to figure out that his like off speed stuff is good and needs to trust it, or else it's just gonna keep getting blown up. You know?
What do you guys think about, and I've been a part of this myself, some of the fans that are on social media telling Bradley, hey, enough with focusing on your image or your new blog or selling shirts, things like this. Enough with that. You know, right now you're kind of in the doghouse when it comes to the fans, you know, whether they're fair weathers or whether they're diehards. To me, I'm a diehard fan and Bradley's in the doghouse. But, you know, all this focus on this is where you're going to get all the exclusive news is with this new website, you know, all this stuff. Do you think Bradley needs to kind of maybe set that aside and focus more on his routine and his mechanics and trying to get some outs? Or do you think that that's not a distraction at all for him?
I think that's a very little thing for him. I mean, honestly, I want to see my closing pitchers or my bullpen pitchers to be arrogant and have a major ego. I mean, I think all the best, you know, definitely have that going for him. So I'm not worried about that. I doubt that takes up more than a few minutes of his day. You know, and honestly, most of that stuff that we see is put together by his, like, agent. I guarantee you that, like, 80% of his day is devoted to, you know, his craft.
He's signing off on, yes, this is appropriate, or yes, I'll take that check type of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that one, Turnbar. I think he's just the face, and he's got somebody else doing the legwork and day-to-day type operations there.
I'm not worried about that at all.
Is it maybe time then for him to shave the beard? Or is that too much a part of his image and his brand at this point?
It, you know, it's too much part of his image, man. And honestly, the beard is not allowing earned runs. You know what I mean? He's got to fix that. So I think the beard stays. Granted, I'm biased because I got a glorious beard right now. So.
Is it Alex Avila style still?
No.
Look like Alex Avila?
No. Hey, and Avila's doing better. He's fine.
Maybe Bradley could go with like a Van Dyke beard.
Now, for the people that don't know what a Van Dyke beard is, describe that to them, Kodiak.
The Van Dyke is the little bottom beard on the chin there with a gap and a mustache that sometimes has a little bit of a little curl up there on the corners of the mouth there, kind of like I was thinking like the Three Musketeers type of stuff, you know?
Oh,
so.
Okay. Very fancy then.
All right, I'm going to get everyone back on track here, guys. We got 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay.
So on that note, let's look ahead real quick here to the next few series. And right now, we got Atlanta tomorrow, four games. We got them at home, and then we go on the road for a brutal road trip. Colorado, 4 games, and Houston, 3 games. We've dug ourselves kind of a hole here, and we got to climb out of it against the best teams in the majors. What do you guys think?
What do I think? Let's see. Well, right now I think we're 2 games out of the wild card. LA is 1 game out of the wild card. And we're, I want to say, a game and a half back out of the division. I still say we go for the division. Obviously, that's easier said than done. This 4 games against the Braves, we're kind of riding high right now. We just beat the Padres, but it is the Padres. We had a day off. I'm hoping that we split that series. And then you said we go off to play the Rockies in Colorado? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 4 games.
4 games there? Shit. They're hot right now. They have the division lead. I think that series right there is going to be the defining moment for us in September. If we can pull a couple of games from Atlanta here at home and then win the series in Colorado, I think that we'll be looking a lot better, possibly in a contention for the wild card. But it's not looking good for us right now. Kodiak, what are your thoughts?
I'm optimistic. Yeah, the Braves lost the last 3 games, 4 games against the Red Sox. But, and of course they're looking, but I noticed the Torres, he switched the rotation up. So I'm optimistic, but we seem to do better on the road than at home. So yeah, it's Colorado. I have to agree with you. I think we're going to split that one. So I'm pessimistically optimistic.
And that's kind of where I'm at too. And on that note, I think we're going to split the series against Atlanta. I'm not even going to begin to talk about Colorado. That seems like a 1,000 years away. But anyhow, also want to bring, before we are offline here, we have the Brood Squad Fest on the 22nd of this month, which if we do a good job against Colorado next week, that series might be almost as important, if not more so. So hope to see you guys there. Ed, do you have any more to say in the next 40 seconds?
There's only 11 tickets left for the Brood Squad Fest out of 40 tickets. So get on it, get on board. If you are the Brood Squad, you can find us at facebook.com/TheAZBroodSquad.
All right, well, we are the Brood Squad. Stay strong, stay cool, drink a frosty beverage, and God willing, Goldie will see us through. Catch you guys later.
Goldie be praised.
Goldie be praised.
Night.